This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another Session of Sanity. I think it's a Session of Sanity anyway. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being, you know, part of the conversation, being part of the solution. And I mean that sincerely, being part of the solution. And I'm just telling you, I mean, you've got to get engaged. You have got to be involved. Otherwise, nothing's going to change. If you want information, just, you know, if you want to be notified by text about the show, then you want to send, you want to text TRS to 55222, TRS to 55222. Somebody said that they wish that the president would nominate Alex Jones for his communications person. I was kind of like, meh, maybe not. What he needs is another Sarah Sanders, right? Because think of the position they put. He put them in. How much are they going to bash on a woman? And I know she's a conservative woman, so it kind of gives them more license. But what he probably should try to find is an African American woman that's very conservative, very outspoken. Matter of fact, the best thing would be is to find an African American transgender woman, and let's see what they do with her then. I mean, I think that would be wonderful, wouldn't it? Then we could scream and call them transphobes, racists, homophobes. We could do the whole thing. We'd have a field day with it. I know, that's just how the mind works. I'm sorry. Harvard study reveals that, you know, I actually had a superintendent of a public school tell me that one of the worst things that ever happened to kids was religion. Now, this guy had a Ph.D., A, B, C, D, E, F, G, all kinds of stuff. And he was wrong. Harvard study reveals a religious upbringing better for kids' health and well-being. That's right. Recent Harvard study reveals. Now, remember, when we talk about religious upbringing, if you've listened to the show for any period of time, I'm not talking about fake religion. I'm not talking about somebody who just goes to church on Sunday and doesn't live out their lives. I'm not sure. I'm not talking about those people that use religion as a weapon. I'm talking about those people that really have a relationship with God, really have a relationship with Jesus. Those are the people I'm talking about. And many of you know what I mean. All right? A recent Harvard study reveals that children who had a religious upbringing are likely to be healthier, have a higher degree of well-being in early adulthood than those who did not. Now, the study was conducted by Harvard. I mean, think about this. This isn't Joe's University and Bar. This is Harvard, the Chan School of Public Health. And it released it, almost a little over a year ago. It shows a link between a religious upbringing and better physical and mental health in young adults. Now, the researchers found that people who attend religious services weekly, or who practice prayer or meditation daily in their youth, reported having a higher life satisfaction. They were more positive into their 20s. You know, millennials as a whole have shrugged religion. They have shrugged God. I wonder what this says to that. What does this lay to that? Individuals were found less likely to smoke, have symptoms of depression, use illicit drugs, or have sexually transmitted infections than people who engage in less regular spiritual practices. Now, these findings are important for both our understanding of health and our understanding of parenting practices. Right? This is according to the author, Ying Chen. Many children are raised, he said, religiously, and our study shows that this can powerfully affect their health, their behavior, their mental health, their overall happiness, and their well-being. Now, and again, I don't understand. All these people say they're for the kids. They force them into these situations. You know, recently that young boy that they were dressing up as a drag queen, because, you know, parents make a lot of money off of that. I mean, they force him into these situations. You're not a boy, you're not a girl. They force him into these things. Because they know better than us. But the researchers at Harvard know better than them. They followed 5,000 young people for between 8 to 14 years, controlling for variables such as maternal health, socioeconomic status, histories of substance abuse, and so on. Results show that those who went to religious services at least once a week as children were about 18% more likely to report higher levels of happiness between the ages of 23 and 30 than those who didn't. They were also shown to be 29% more likely to volunteer in their local communities, 33% less likely to engage in the use of drugs. Those who prayed or meditated at least once a day in their youth were shown to be 16% more likely to report higher levels of happiness, as young adults were 30% likely to have or to have become sexually active in their adolescence. These individuals were also 40% less likely to have contracted a sexually transmitted disease. So somehow this connection, which is what I've been saying forever, this connection to a higher power, to somebody bigger than yourself, to somebody who knows more than you, to somebody who wants what's best for you, seems to work out for children. So why do you parents on a regular basis say, well, I want my kid to figure out God on his own, so we'll wait till later on in life. Why wait? Geez, let's use that with everything. I don't know what food my kid's going to like, so we'll just wait till later on in life before I start feeding him. How about, I don't know whether vaccines are good or bad for you, so let's wait till later on in life and let them get whatever vaccines or shots or anything else they need till later on. And what about bathing? Maybe he won't like water. I don't know. Maybe there's certain kinds of soaps or smells he doesn't like. We'll wait till he's in his 16 or 17 before we allow him to make the decision whether to bathe himself or not. I mean, it's ridiculous. I had so much more to say. Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Don't go far. You're going to love the next conversation. We're going to talk about science, evolution versus God. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mancini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mancini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Oh, these pains. My neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain, but you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows, microwavable body heating wraps, and more.
more.
It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right. And now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code SAVE30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
What they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Please answer the question.
Thomas, and your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for joining me tonight. Always appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. And look, it, we'll get to, we're having a little bit of a technical issue. Shh, don't tell anybody. We'll connect in a bit, but I can't wait for this conversation. Because I love these, you know, evolutionists who just don't believe. You know, somehow, I did have one guy call an atheist fella who said that, look, he think that God existed once. You ready for this one? Wonderful sound. Anyway, he said he think that God existed once and that he believed that God was, God blew himself up in the room. Hold on, doctor. We'll be right with you. And he said he believed in... Let me just get him on because I know what's going to happen. I'm going to end up hitting the wrong button. And I'm going to end up losing him. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. As I've said to you, we've talked about it on this show plenty of times, and I think that you know what ends up happening is as a committed Christian or as a Christian as a whole, or even somebody who believes in God and believes in creationism. A lot of these people keep talking about science. And they say, because I'm a man of God, that I can't possibly believe in science, and I don't believe that science is real. I just don't believe that science created God. I believe that God created science. I say the same thing all the time, that the reason H2O equals water is because God said so, not because science said so. So, you know, again, I'm not an expert in these areas. I don't have a clue. I'm guessing like some of you guys are guessing. But that's why I tend to bring on the experts, so that we do have a clue. I've asked Jonathan Witt, he's a doctor and a senior fellow at the Discovery Institute Center for Science and Culture, and his latest book, Heretic, One Scientist's Journey from Darwin to Design. And Dr. Jonathan, thanks for being with me.
Yeah, thank you. Great to be on.
Well, I appreciate your time. It's a topic we discuss or touch on anyway on a fairly regular basis here on the show. So let's do this. Give people a bit of an introduction to yourself. Tell them about the book, and then let's get into it.
Yeah, I'm a senior fellow with Discovery Institute Center for Science and Culture. Discovery Institute is the institutional hub, if you will, for the intelligent design movement. That's, you know, looking for evidence in nature, patterns in nature that are best explained by an intelligent cause rather than some undirected blind process like Darwinian natural selection. Co-written some books, the most recent one with a Finnish bioengineer, very successful Finnish bioengineer, Matti Leisola. It was an exciting ride. His story's neat because he started out a Darwinist, thoroughgoing Darwinist, but the evidence just, as he opened his eyes to it, it just pushed him away from that and into the intelligent design camp.
Yeah, you know, it's really funny when people do go down that road in those areas, and it seems like every time they go to prove that there is an intelligent design or there isn't a God or there isn't something, all of a sudden they come back with exactly the evidence of what they were trying to disprove. I do find that kind of interesting most of the time.
Yeah, and they don't have anything, you know, to gain in terms of career because, you know, the big money, the pressure is on the side of, you know, toe the line, you know, stick with Darwinism. And so some of these guys pay a big price. My co-author, Marty Leisola, managed to navigate the, you know, very secular, very pro-Darwinian scientific culture pretty effectively. But we have other guys that have not been so lucky, you know, that have gotten fired, but very successful. We have a paleontologist in Germany, lost his position at a prestigious museum, even though he's like, you know, one of the top, you know, paleoentomologists in the world. So these guys, there's a lot of courage out there, and it's a privilege for me to work alongside them.
God bless them for doing that. Okay, so let's do this. Because, you know, over the years, people may think they know what it means. Just explain basic Darwinism to people.
Yeah, basic Darwinism is this idea that, okay, you start with a single-celled organism. Darwin said, let's just grant that the first simple life, I don't know how that came about, luck, God, who knows. He didn't try to explain that in his primary theory of evolution, but then he said, once you have that first self-reproducing organism, it's going to have offspring, and every now and then one of those offspring is going to have a random variation, and occasionally one of those variations is going to help it survive and reproduce, and so that variation is going to tend to be passed on and stick in that population, and so you get all these tiny little helpful mutations accumulating over, you know, millions and millions of years, and you're going to start getting new forms, new varieties. Eventually, you're going to have mammals, you know, created, you know, animals. You're going to have birds eventually. So you're going to get all life, all the life forms we have around us, life forms that have become extinct, all that from a purely blind process of random variation and natural selection. So no design required. That's it in a nutshell. That's Darwinism in a nutshell.
All right. So, yeah, I joke on the show on a regular basis, and I'll have a little fun with you here, too. And I always say, I think that atheists have much more faith than Christians do. And my thesis or my premise for all of that is they believe that something came from absolutely nothing. That somehow two atoms came together from absolutely nothing, collided at an intersection in this vast space of nothing, collided, found each other, created this big bang that continues to move on in such a fashion that it created perfect life here on Earth. I mean, I go through all these things and say, do you understand how much faith it takes to believe that? Am I out of my mind? And it's okay to tell me that. I am the host. Am I out of my mind or am I way off?
No, I think you're right on. It takes, I think there's faith in any worldview, but the worldview that says there's powerful evidence of design in nature is the more reasonable faith position. I'm like you, I don't have the faith to be an atheist. I mean, the universe, they used to try to say the universe was eternal, so we don't have to explain where it came from. But then in the 20th century, the evidence just kept piling up. Nope, the universe had a beginning. It seems to have come from nothing. Well, that sounds a lot like the first verses of Genesis. And so then, of course, they've come up with all these, the atheists are trying to escape that, come up with all these crazy theories. Oh, well, when there was nothing, it was a quantum foam, and somehow out of the quantum foam, and you know, wait a minute, I thought you said nothing, and now nothing is a quantum foam, and there's laws. You've got a different definition of nothing than me. So, a lot of faith goes into being an atheist.
Yeah, I always felt that. Now, and again, I don't know for sure. You're in it every day. Obviously, I'm not. But I'm reading more and more articles, short articles, about scientists who say, you know, they're not necessarily atheists. I mean, they do believe in some kind of intelligent design, some kind of supreme being that maybe walked away from all of this, but a supreme being nonetheless. Is that true? Or do you just wrote, well, hold that thought. We'll talk about that on the other side of the break. Welcome to your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me see. Darwinism, evolution, or God? We'll be back in a minute.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
She's going to be going back to Arkansas with her great family. Her husband is a fantastic guy in her family.
President Trump reacts to news. White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders leaving. The president speaking at an event about criminal justice.
She's done an incredible job. We've been through a lot together, and she's tough, but she's good. You know, you also have tough and bad, right? She's tough and she's good. She's great. and she's going to be leaving the service of her country.
Sanders, who is 36 years old, married with three young children, and returning home to Arkansas.
It's one of the greatest jobs I could ever have. I've loved every minute, even the hard minutes. I've loved it. I love the president. I love the team that I've had the opportunity to work for. The president is surrounded by some of the most incredible and most talented people you could ever imagine.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just being involved in the conversation. Jonathan Witt's latest book, Heretic, One Scientist's Journey from Darwin to Design. And it was written, you know, I mean, again, we talk about this stuff on a regular basis on the show. We talk about the difference between, you know, being an atheist, being a believer. And I know there's some out there when you listen to some Christians, you can't swallow some of the stuff they're giving you because they feed you like they're trying to feed you with a fire hose, right? There's a lot of Christians out there. There's a lot of God people out there that can place logic to this. It makes a lot of sense. You just got to give them time to explain, time to talk. So, Jonathan, thanks for being with me tonight. So much appreciate your time.
Yeah, you bet.
All right, so I was asking during just before the break, I said, you know, all scientists are not necessarily atheists. And I know that with the bits and pieces and the articles that I've been reading, there are quite a few scientists who believe in some kind of intelligent design. They fall short, or they just come short of saying, yes, there is a God, and a God set this all in motion. Are they afraid to say that, or can you be a scientist and be a godly person?
Well, you know, one thing to keep in mind is that it was the Christian West that invented science. And that ought to give anybody pause when they think, oh, science and Christianity aren't compatible. Well, that's interesting. Of all the world religions, of all the places in history, it was Christendom that invented science. And so that should give people pause. I mean, those guys, all those founders of science were, you know, all the major ones were God believers. Most of them were Christians. They saw the universe as the rational work of a rational creator. And so they went looking for the underlying design, and they found it. They weren't shackled to some, you know, notion that everything had to be miraculous or supernatural. They understood that God set certain things in motion. So they were free to find underlying laws. They were free to maybe see evidence of direct design. And so they just tried to follow the evidence. And it's only later with the, you know, in Darwinism and some of the philosophical effects of people like David Hume, that you got this idea that science had to could only ever consider material blind causes. It could never see evidence of design in nature. And I think that's destructive of science. It suffocates it. It prevents it from following the evidence. It prevents scientists from just going where the evidence is taking them and being objective. So we try to say, you know, solid evidence where it leads.
Yeah, no, it's really interesting that, and I don't have a PhD, I don't have a doctorate, I don't have anything in these areas, but you look around and you have to ask questions, and some people may try to make you sound so, you know, you're just too ignorant to understand this. But, you know, are we modified monkeys? Does nature suggest we're something a little more unique than that?
Yeah, we've got a video series coming up. Probably the last one we're going to release in it is going to be this whole ape to man issue. Did we evolve from apes? And there's a lot of bluffing that goes on there. The fact is that you've got this huge gulf between human-like fossils and ape-like fossils, and they do a lot to try to close that gap with the way they present the artist renderings. You know, they try to make Neanderthals. They used to, that started to fall by the wayside. They used to try to make Neanderthals look, you know, like these hunched over, almost ape-like brutes.
Yep.
Eventually they had to admit, they stand upright, their skulls were slightly larger than ours, they maybe did art. And then on the other side, they try to make some of these ape-like ancestors more human-like, and so they just, you'd be amazed some of the stunts they pull to try to close that gap. If you kind of objectively look at the science, there's this huge gulf, between the ape-like and the human-like. So and of course that fits with this idea that humans were made, biblically made in the image of God. They didn't gradually evolve through some random blind process.
Okay, so. In the world of science, how does one look around, and I know this is a deep question, but give us an answer most of us sixth graders can respond to, which is, how does one look around at the trees and the water and the goop and the mud and humans and cats and, you know what I'm saying, and say, it all sprung from one cell? How does somebody of real science really swallow that without smiling just a little bit?
My sense is there's some errors you need to be very clever and intelligent to commit, and that's one of them, because you have to twist yourself into knots to ignore evidence. Now, in the atheist defense, you know, there are things in nature that would puzzle us if we think of the universe as the work, the creation of a benevolent good God. I mean, there's all this suffering and pain. So, you know, I sympathize with agnostics and atheists that see all that pain and suffering, and they think, yeah, there can't be a God. But that's actually a theological question. It's a separate question whether the universe, living things were designed. And so I would just encourage those struggling with that problem of pain issue to separate issues. First, look clearly and forthrightly and objectively at the evidence. Even in physics, you know, we now know that all these laws and constants of physics, you know, even the things like the speed of light, all are fine-tuned
right,
to this unbelievable degree to allow life to even exist. Is that a coincidence? Is that, you know, do we have to appeal to some weird multiverse theory to explain that away? Or can we just say, hey, maybe if it's fine-tuned, which it is, maybe there was a fine-tuner?
Yeah, you know, it's and again, I don't know how true this is. You can tell me. You know, we hear people say, look, if the Earth was, 2 inches one way or 2 inches the other, we would either fry or heat up or what have you. I do know that there's a delicacy to the universe. There's a delicacy to the way everything works. And I just have a hard time, my simple little mind has a hard time believing that was an accident. Yeah, I mean, really, that's
right,
what you're saying.
Yep.
Everything was
an
accident that turned into perfection.
Right. So you have the laws and constants of physics, then you also have all these characteristics of the Earth, the solar system, our galaxy, the fact that we have a large moon. I mean, on and on you can go.
Right.
And so, you know, for me, it's almost like God's winking at us when we have a moon that just exactly covers the sun and gives us perfect eclipses. Not too big, not too small, gives us perfect eclipses. Scientists have been able to do scientific experiments with that. They were able to confirm Einstein's theory of relativity. I wouldn't call that a hard proof, but to me, it's God's sense of humor. You know, what are the odds that the moon, its size in the sky, you know, it's 400 times smaller than the sun, but because it's 400 times closer, it's virtually the exact same size on the sky as the sun. You know, for me, that's God winking at us.
Yeah, like, look over here. All right, well, the one thing I've read a lot about, and I kind of understand it, and some people say, well, it took such a long time that you really never find one, this transitional fossil issue that they have, okay, the evolutionists have. We should be able to see the progression or find the skeletons or the remains of from one species to another. I mean, the other part of that transitional fossil thing, and I'm probably mixing two things up here, but interspecies relationships. You can't, certain species can't mate with another and have offspring. So there's something wrong here.
Yeah, and it's actually worse than that. You have, in the fossil record, you have gaps. You know, if you look at the taxonomy, you have species, then above that you have, I think it's family and the genus, and you go up from there, class, and you end up at phyla. And you have huge gaps between these larger, you know, categories. And so you'd think, you know, surely some of these, but we can find the nice gradual transitions. You know, Darwinism says it's going to, everything's going to evolve very gradually. But those huge chasms, these huge gaps. So it's not, oh, if we could just find the missing link. They need to find millions and millions of missing links. And yeah, the fossil record's incomplete, but why do we consistently, every time we find new fossil finds, why does it continue to have these yawning major chasms between these major body plans?
Yeah, no, I agree with you.
It's a problem.
Just a simpleton that I am, when I look at these things and I read about some of these issues, you have to stop and go, wait a minute, this doesn't make any sense. This doesn't fall in line with reality, and a simple reality at that.
Yeah.
And you know, go ahead.
Yeah, and they'll say, oh, well, maybe it happened too fast for us to see it in the fossil record. Punctuated equilibrium is the, oh, okay, so it's really slow until it needs to be really fast to make your theory work.
All right, well, we got to go for a quick break. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more, as I said earlier, a lot more about Darwinism, evolution versus God. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-7536. How have I lost this in my mind? 5563, right? 855. Anyway, Real Joe, look it up on the phone. You'll figure it out. I just want to get back to my guests. I guess that's what it is. My mind is filled with all this stuff. Jonathan Witt's latest book, Heretic, One Scientist's Journey from Darwin to Design. And Jonathan, thanks so much for being with me tonight. I appreciate your time with me.
Yeah, enjoy being here.
Well, you know, and let's get back to, you know, you've got a whole series that you started to talk about. Tell people about the series and where they can find it.
Sure, yeah. It's called Science Uprising, and you can go online and find it at scienceuprising.com, scienceuprising.com. And we've rolled out at least a couple already, and these are short videos. You can also find them on YouTube. And they just are just boiling down some key arguments for intelligent design and creating some challenges for atheism, Darwinism, and doing it in a way, a playful way. We've got this host that comes on, and it's like he hacks onto the screens of this, you know, constant propaganda. propaganda drip for scientific materialism. He hacks on and just starts asking questions. Then we have the experts come on. We have some amazing experts, you know, scientists like Michael Behe, this world-class synthetic organic chemist James Tour, Frank Kepler. He's a well-known physicist, cosmologist, so got some great experts on there, but just really produced in a way that's fun. We had some guys in the cable TV industry. The guy leading it was his film work can be seen on the History Channel series Mountain Men. So we're excited about it. Again, scienceuprising.com. And we encourage people to share it, by the way, because that's, you know, these are free. Get them in front of kids, get in front of young adults. Don't let them end up, you know, getting bamboozled by their professor. If they get an atheist science professor or whatever, those can talk a big talk, but the evidence is on our side.
Well, and tell us a little bit about the Discovery Institute. What is that all about?
Yeah, the Discovery Institute it's got some different centers to it, but the one people hear most about is the Center for Science and Culture, and that's where we bring together this brain trust, if you will, of intelligent design scientists. We have people like Michael Behe, who wrote Darwin's Black Box. We have Stephen Meyer, who's had some bestsellers. He got his PhD at Cambridge. We've got another. We've got one biologist who has a PhD from Yale and a PhD from Berkeley. I mean, so these are not dummies.
So these aren't those far right wing aluminum helmet wearing scientists that were thrown out of the mainstream science world, right? These are really qualified people.
Right. Yeah. Now there are some of them that were amazingly qualified. There's I mentioned this German paleontologist who had species and even I think an order named after him because he was so highly respected as a paleoentomologist. But then he started following the evidence and eventually came out and against Darwinism and became a pro-ID person. Well, then he got run out of the museum. And he also disappeared from Wikipedia. It's kind of a little bit Orwellian.
Wow.
But he maintains a great sense of humor. Now he's with the Discovery Institute, still living there in Europe, but doing great work for us. His name is Gunter Betchley. And there's other stories like that. Just brave scientists doing great work. Richard Sternberg's another. He was at the Smithsonian Institution, little museum there on the East Coast.
Well, you started to touch on it, and you didn't finish with it, which is, you know, it used to be that we were taught in science class that the universe was eternal, and it's always been and always will be kind of thing. But you're saying science now is coming at this a little bit different from a standpoint of there was a beginning and maybe will be an end.
Right, yeah. I mean, of course, Christians and, you know, theists generally tended to, you know, believe that the universe had a beginning because, you know, that's what... You know, shot, and it also, you know, it's kind of common sense that things, you know, things tend to wind down. So has the universe really been around forever? Seems like it would have been ground down to nothing by now. But for, you know, the kind of smart money back, you know, 100, 120 years ago was, oh, the universe has always been around. But then discoveries by Einstein and some of the implications of his own theory pointed to the universe not being eternal. Then you had Edwin Hubble, and he discovered that the universe was expanding. Well, if it's been expanding, then, you know, and you run that tape backwards, eventually you have, you know, it's too small. You can't just keep going back forever and rewinding and getting smaller and smaller. And so then the evidence kept piling up. They found the microwave background radiation, which was predicted if the universe had a beginning. Fred Hoyle, famous, he gave the name Big Bang. He was making fun of it. He loathed the idea of the universe having a beginning because he didn't like the implications, the theistic implications. But now, you know, they've all accepted it. There's, you know, I could quote Nobel laureates, Charles Townes, some other guys who said, you know, this looks like design. This cries design. This looks like a theological event. So that's been a big turn, and there's other areas. You know, the origin of life in Darwin's time, Darwin and others thought that the first life was simple, like you know, hardly any more complicated than a tiny microscopic blob of jello. Now we know that the simplest single-celled organism is beyond. beyond anything technologically we've ever designed. One of our scientists, a geneticist, described them as micro-miniaturized factories without parallel in human technology. And so how do you get that? You can't even appeal to Darwinism for that, because Darwinism has to have a self-reproducing cell to start its process of mutation and natural selection. How do you get this from chemicals kind of bumping together a micro-miniaturized factory with all that, you know, genetic information, all that DNA, all those protein, all those membrane walls, doing all the amazing stuff, letting the right stuff in, keeping the right stuff out, you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. How do you get all that before you even start the Darwinian process of random mutation and natural selection? Well, that's where James Tour comes into one of our Science Uprising series. He's a world leading synthetic organic chemist, and he's polite, but he's just brutal to all these people that try to pretend, oh, we just about got the origin of life solved. He says we are farther than we've ever been from a materialistic explanation for the origin of life, because we just keep discovering more and more sophistication at that microscopic level. It's just amazing stuff.
Well, I tell people all the time, forget being a scientific genius and just think about something. What the body has the ability to do, the ability to fix itself, how it grows from, you know, when it starts to form and shape, and how everything ends up in the same place. You know, you have these mutations, but usually they're of the negative consequence, not the positive. So you look at that and you say, how am I an accident? I mean, technically, take all the scientific jargon away from it. That's what they're saying. It was a bunch of mutations, a bunch of accidents, a bunch of wrong turns. And it created this perfect body, or almost perfect body. It doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, and they'll point to defects. Oh, we have disease, or so that's not perfect. A perfect designer would have made absolutely everything perfect, and there would have never been any pain. Well, they're making a theological argument there that would be what's best for humans. And if they want to have a theological conversation, there are theological resources. But even a badly designed car is clearly designed, and living things may have, you know, a defect or disease, but they're clearly amazingly designed. Even Richard Dawkins, the atheist, he defined biology as the study of things in nature that have the appearance of having been designed for a purpose. So he just granted that. And he said, well, Darwinism explains away that appearance of design, but even he conceded it sure looks designed on the surface. And we argue that looks it on the surface, and when you dig below the surface and you test modern Darwinism, modern evolutionary theory, which is a kind of expansion and refinement of Darwin's original theory, it also fails. It collapses. Well, one of our books is called Darwin's House of Cards, and so when you push on it just a little bit, it collapses.
Yeah. Again, for people who are being honest with themselves, if you're being honest about science, if you're being honest about the way the world works, you have got to question straight out, unadulterated evolution. Now, we got just like 2 minutes left. One of the things that people will throw up at me, and I say, look, it's different, is when you talk about evolution. Why is it that the Alaskans look different than we do, or the African people from the African American continent or the Asian continent look different than we do? That's a different kind of quote unquote evolution, isn't it?
Right. Yeah. That's microevolution. It's variation within a species. You get, and this is the our opponents will say, oh, you're making up this distinction between microevolution and macroevolution. No, we're not. There were Darwinists that brought forward this idea and even used those terms. We're just using sensible terminology to distinguish, you know, minor variations like a bacteria developing antibiotic resistance versus, say, you know, a fish developing into, you know, over millions of generations, a mammal. I mean, those are huge differences. So when they point to, oh, the finch beaks on the Galapagos Island vary in size a little bit from, you know, during dry spells versus wet spells, you know, great, neat, interesting. But that's not evidence for, you know, massive macroevolution.
Well, we ran out of time. Quickly tell people where they can find your information.
Yeah, go to, you can Google Science Uprising, but it's scienceuprising.com. And okay. It's a great resource.
I appreciate it. Thank you. Hey, I'm Joe Bassini, your host. Have a great rest of the day. God bless for being with me. Hey, we're here every day. Hope